When I was deciding which pieces to play for this recording, I also thought it would be a great opportunity for people to be able to compare two very different but equally wonderful old Italian violins. There aren't many times when you can hear two violins side by side, and my friends and colleagues who know both instruments well have strong ideas as to which one they prefer and what kind of sound they respond to. It's the player who creates the sound, but it's the violin that dictates the range of possibilities that can be produced. If all this sounds a bit technical, let me make an analogy with, for instance, cooking. Chicken is always chicken, but it can be made to taste entirely different according to how it's cooked and what other ingredients are used. So it is with the violin. The player is an individual who will bring his or her own particular personality and distinctive sound to each different violin. Let me tell you a bit about both instruments, and then while you're listening to the music, you can see how different they are and perhaps decide for yourself which one you like better. My own violin is a Giovanni Battista Guadagnini, which was made in Milan in 1757. I also have on loan from the Royal Academy of Music in London the Regent Stradivarius, which was crafted in 1708, a mere 50 years earlier. Let's put that into some sort of historical perspective. If we imagine that Bach was only 23 when the Regent was made, and Mozart was a mere 1 year old when Guadagnini put the finishing touches to the vibrant red varnish, you can begin to see how amazing it is that these instruments are still sounding and looking so fabulous. Comparing instruments is a bit like talking about the taste of food or comparing fine wine. It's hard to put the feelings into words, and you really have to experience it. So I won't waffle on too much about how they sound, but instead, I'll play the same things on each instrument so that you can hear the difference for yourself. Here are some boring scales to give you an idea how both violins sound and to hear each of the four strings in succession. See what you think and whether any differences leap out at you. You may well find that you do not distinguish easily between the two violins, and if you don't, then I'm doing my job better than I thought. So here is a G major scale on the Guadagnini. And now here's the same thing on the Stradivarius. So, what did you think? Here's an example of what some violinists have to say on the subject. Some people like to play strads because they're exciting instruments and can take you by surprise, a bit like a wild racehorse. The upper timbre of the instrument are more prominent, and that's what tends to give the violins their carrying power in a large concert hall. So many solo violinists have often preferred to play a strad, assuming they got the chance to. Curiously though, they are not always as beautiful to listen to close up, and they can be very tricky to record. By contrast, the Guadagnini is like rich velvet with no harsh edges at all. It's a great instrument for chamber music, and it records really well. But because there's so little edge and grit, that doesn't always make the sound easy to project in a big hall.